up in the sky. Look, it's captivating. It's energizing. It's Alliance's Heroes. Alliance's is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups, where our heroes in business align. Now, here's your host flying in, David Kogan, founder of Alliance's.
That's right, and I've got the best job ever. There's no other place in the world that I'd rather be than right here, and you listening are going to feel the same way, because we unlock the secrets of our heroes. Let me tell you who's coming on later on in the show, so make sure you stay tuned. A Phoenix board member trustee over the whole Phoenix Zoo, so we're going to learn some secrets of these animals and make what makes a zoo so successful. We'll be also having Dr. Michael Bannon on. He's going to teach us, and we're going to learn from him of really how we could keep our body, well, also too, as our mind in shape. We're going to learn those secrets. And thank you, too, for the feedback we continue to have from having Lee Steinberg on. So make sure you go to alliances.com. That's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com, because it is the only place where entrepreneurs align. All right, are you ready for this? Our next hero. He is a former NFL Oakland Raiders player and founder of Million Dollar Mingle. And he's going to share some things of what's taking place with that. So we've got AC Caswell here. All right, AC, tell me what's going on, first of all, with this, because anytime someone hears the word million dollar, they just go, ah. Absolutely. So tell us what's happening with Million Dollar Mingle. Besides, by the way, you could reach AC at milliondollarmingle.com.
Hey, I love it. First of all, I want to say thank you for having us on the show. This is an honor to be here, and I love what you do for the community and giving us an opportunity to share our vision. So thank you, and love the way you say Million Dollar Mingle. So we might have to hire you just to kind of do that for
That's
us.
That's right. See, I got another job.
Yes,
awesome.
Yes, we love it. But once again, you know, I'm a local product here from the Valley. You know, went to high school here at Deer Valley High School, went to Glendale Community College, and had an opportunity in football and track and field to excel a little bit, and, you know, gave me a platform to eventually make it into the NFL with the Oakland Raiders, obviously. And I think having that platform gave me an opportunity really to see what, you know, charity is all about, and being able to support different communities and also, you know, having fun doing it. And, you know, being a marketer, as you know, Al Davis, rest his soul, taught me a lot about marketing and how to do things to be number one and commitment to excellence and to do it to separate yourself. So we came up with our vision called the Million Dollar Mingle. And really, it's a high luxury, you know, charity fundraiser that's going to really attract the likings of, you know, luxury brands from, you know, Bentleys to Rolls Royces to Rolexes. Also, it captures the attentions of different celebrities and movie stars and athletes, and really just a lot of great corporate execs that want to come out and raise money and share their story. So that's what the Million Dollar Mingle is
about. What was the inspirational to actually create this? Because AC, a ton of work goes into being able to put something like this on, especially when you're catering to so many people.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, all of these brands and the luxury
sure.
that's out there.
Yes. Well, you know what? Once again, you know, a lot of people don't really realize internally what takes place. You know, they think charity and that it's just going to show up and magically happen. But, you know, just like sports, it takes a great team. You know, my job is to build a great team of visionaries around this vision, because it is such a big vision and such a prestigious vision. Our goal is to, you know, the Million Dollar Mingle, it means raise no less than a million. You know, that's the pressure that we put on our team to be very innovative and creative. But we have a great team, you know, a great team of coordinators. I have my main coordinator here, Miss Kristen, and, you know, with her vision with us teaming up and putting that team around us to really understand what we're trying to accomplish for charity. But it I tell you, it takes a lot of hard work, a lot of hard time. A lot of networking, obviously, and kicking in doors, you know, to get those relationships to see your vision. So
absolutely. So make sure you go to milliondollarmingle.com.
Yes.
Or, of course, we're going to have it on our website at alliances.com, E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com, because you're listening to me, David Kogan, with Alliances. Again, it is the only place where entrepreneurs align, and we unlock the secrets. So go to alliances.com, E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com. Okay, AC, so you played professional with the NFL Oakland Raiders.
Yes.
I got to ask you, though, what was it like the first time you walk onto the field, first game, and you're there, and you've made it? I mean, you know,
yes.
First of all,
yes.
It's the odds and the work that goes into it. Nobody can even
sure.
understand what
sure.
it takes. So now you walk onto the field. What's mm-hmm. it feel like?
Well, I tell you, man, it was a dream come true. You know, like I said, a kid like me, like any guys, you know, say, hey, I want to make it to the NFL or make it as a professional athlete. You know, you just always say it. But, you know, in my heart, I really believed it. You know, I had some things that happened in my life that kind of pushed me to that level to really get there. But having that opportunity, you know, and I was a kid that came out of junior college, so I didn't get a chance to experience the D1 lifestyle because I turned pro coming out of junior college in track and field for the Olympics. So missed out on that whole atmosphere. So for me, I was just amazed when I got there to the Raiders and had our first game. For me in my era, my first game was actually, we were in LA as the LA Raiders, but Al moved us to Oakland. So my first game was coming back to this historical Oakland Raiders stadium, and I'm just in awe, and I'm looking at guys on the sideline like Jack Tatum and, you know, all the legendary, you know, athletes that played before me, and Tiger Woods, all these guys on the sidelines that are Raider fans, and I'm just like, wow, is this for real?
Did you just not want to run up to them give them a high five?
I mean, we did. You know, we got autographs like anything else, and people were amazed. Like, you know, being a professional athlete, you want autographs from other guys, of course. I mean, I played against Barry Sanders and exchanged autographs and, you know, different guys that we played against and said, hey, man, let's, you know, sign each other's jerseys. And but I was in awe. I mean, it was to be a Raider, you know, it's like, wow.
And especially, too, let's go back, too, even further back, is that you were a world-class sprinter.
Yes, yes. Like I said, I had some talent. You know, I was blessed with some speed. And, you know, I excelled in track a little bit better, a little bit stronger than football. But, yeah, I was running in high schools. I had one of the fastest times in the world for a high school sprinter. I think I ran about 10.3, 10.4, and then got into college. I was running about 4.29s, 4.31s in the 40, and then 100 meters, 10 flat. Never did steroids, all natural athletes. So it was a gift in there that I had to feed on it.
I got to hang out with you more often.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
All right, Million Dollar Mingle. Make sure you go to milliondollarmingle.com. AC, what are some of the things, the experiences that people are going to have there? First of all, it goes to a great cause. So
absolutely.
That's big, and it's a 501c3. So
correct.
In itself, you're doing something good. Now talk to us more about the experience of what you expect people to have.
Yeah, you know, first of all, I tell you, it's going to be a great experience, and that's why it's so exclusive, and that's why we work hard to let people know that this is just bigger than just a check. You know, we want people to come out and then invest into this event, you know, benefiting Rise Dream Foundation, to come out here and experience a luxury night of live entertainment, casino night, you know, silent auction, live auction, catering companies, luxury cars, a lot of luxury brands being exclusively placed in different rooms like London Gold and, you know, healthcare doctors is going to be there, and cigar lounge, hookah lounge. I mean, it's going to be a fun event. I can't wait.
Well, you know what? Glue, our famous celebrity producer, and me can't wait to be there because we're going to be there too, so you can see us there.
Exactly. Well, you know what? We got credentials for you to walk the red carpet and be seen, and you know, so we're going to do some big things.
You hear that, listeners? That's why you got to make sure you go. So go to milliondollarmingle.com. Well, AC, you're bringing entertainment and philanthropy together to benefit so many. That's a hero. Make sure you go to milliondollarmingle.com. This is David Kogan with Alliances, and when we return, the Phoenix Zoo board member trustee, David Kogan with Alliances.